back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Now as we continue, Lisa Quinn is with us. And Sandberg, you stumbled on something the other day. And for those of you folks just waking up going, what's this Michael Cohen, Donald Trump story? We're going to play you that tape coming up in a little bit that CNN broke out last night, showing that Donald Trump was, in fact, lying and is, in fact, a criminal. But that's not the big story. The big story is...
Or, according to Giuliani, he's exonerated. One of the two.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, Giuliani wouldn't lead us astray. You were talking to our friend Lisa Quinn. Well, explain to Lisa.
Lisa is the executive director of the First Tee, Greater Chicago. So that's an organization that exposes golf to youth.
It's a great organization.
It is.
Yeah, Google up First Tee, help them if you can, or get involved. And you were talking to her at an event the other day, and what'd she say?
She started saying that she was going to a restaurant on Irving Park, and then she mentioned another place on Irving Park, and then she said, you know what you guys should do? You should do a segment on your show called My Favorite Street, where you give your top five things all on the same road from the area you live that we should know about.
My Favorite Street.
Love it.
Lisa, why do you only go to Irving Park? What's wrong with the other streets?
Hey, Steve, I can walk there and stumble home. That kind of helps me at certain times. Or ride my bike, you know, when I'm feeling a little bit more energetic. But thanks for having me on.
Of course. I think it's a cool idea because everybody, whether they know it or not, probably does the majority of their life on one particular road or street. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Irving Park is really one of the busiest streets in the city of Chicago. And, you know, it's what everybody takes going to a Cubs game. And, you know, they've got the most red light cameras that, you know, kind of, you know, has a little bit of a impact on traffic most days. So we've got that going for us, too.
We have a band now accompanying you, which I didn't expect. Dave, do you have a street you do most of your life on?
Well, now it's Wacker Drive, Steve.
Yeah.
But not...
I hope that's not Lower Wacker Drive.
No, it's...
No, that was the old place.
Yeah, no longer. But where is my...
What about you, Samer?
I spend a lot of time on Waukegan Road that stretches from Glenview to Northbrook. I also spend a lot of time on Sunset Ridge Road. A lot of time on Willow.
All right, so what's your favorite street? 312-981-7200. Where do you live most of your life, Justin?
I live in the West Loop, so I would have to say my favorite street is either Monroe or Madison. Both of those streets where the Palace Grill is at. The Palace Grill stretching all the way to maybe the expressway in that area.
So, Lisa, what do you need on your favorite street? You need a restaurant? You need a grocery store? You probably need a dry cleaner? A gas station? What else?
Well, you need a bar, for one.
Wow, you in a stumbling home. Come on, man.
Well, you know, I like to also have a golf course, which
sure.
I do. So that's important. You know, if I start down at the lake, I have Waveland, Chicago Park District's finest, a nine-hole gem there, right on Lake Michigan. We call it the Pebble Beach of Chicago. So, you know, you've got a golf course, which is awesome. You have to have a hot dog stand, you know, that's important.
You do have specific needs, don't you?
You do. You really do, Steve. I mean, to really live life to the fullest, I feel that, you know, you have to have your establishments, your joints, your conveniences, for
Lisa,
one.
Lisa, which hot dog stand?
I would say Byron's Hot Dogs. I mean, it's old classic, and I'm kind of old school, so I tend to go to the classics. You know, Byron's is right there. It feels like you're at Wrigley sometimes, and you're really close to Wrigley. So maybe on the way home from golf, you might grab a burger or a hot dog. You know, it's pretty easy in and out. I like that. That's important, too.
Lisa, the Irving Park Road is a tremendous road that spans east-west in Chicago on the north side, all the way from the lake to the end of the city. Do you consider the full spectrum of Irving Park Road your road?
I do now. I'm actually renovating a house out in Wooddale. So if you take Irving Park straight west past the airport, you know, that's where I'm going to have a new home. So excited about that. Also on a golf course. By the way, Steve, I know you're a big golfer, and mm-hmm. That's important to me.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I think the whole road, you know, it goes to O'Hare, so you can, you know, take the, you know, you can get out of town on Irving, too. You know, but sometimes, you know, about past the Kennedy, you got to change your money over because it does feel like you're going out of the country.
You need a passport.
But you need a passport at the expressway.
Dave?
Well, I'd like to ask Lisa, since you mentioned the bars, Steve, don't start on me. There's a point to my question.
I wouldn't possibly.
So which bars in particular? Because there's one that I think is kind of historic that's no longer there, but I'm going to ask you if you're familiar with it. But which ones are you thinking of?
So my favorites are old school German. So I'm gonna go to Reese's Beer Stube or Lachette's Inn. So we're talking Germantown there at North Center.
Okay,
my favorite.
Which one are you thinking of?
Right by there is O'Donovan's, which used to be Shulian's,
yeah,
where they used to perform magic. Remember that? And that was a big when we were on Bradley Place. They had magicians.
Sure, magic, or maybe you were drunk.
No, I was not.
Okay,
they performed magic. I don't know, Lisa, if you could back me up on this, but when the radio station was on Bradley Place, uh-huh, where WGN TV is, it was a big hangout for GN people.
You'd find a lot of talent over there.
You'd go there and get lunch.
Steve Sanders would be strumming his guitar in a booth.
but they performed magic tricks there for the Patriots,
yeah,
and it was a great place, and I'm sure it still is, but that's always a place that's kind of got a fond place in my heart.
Could I pick Ogden or Western, the two longest roads in America? And yesterday I told you my favorite was the Eisenhower because I spent a lot of time on that.
That's right.
But there's really no services and businesses that I have an emotional attachment to, so I've got to give this some further thought. 312-981-7200, what's your favorite street or road in Chicago? It kind of comes down to what's the best street, right?
Lisa was telling me about an Italian joint.
Italian, old school Italian, the best in, I think, Chicago is Sabatino's at 3200 West.
It's a great joint.
You get pizza, bread, soup, salad, giant martinis, good house pour on the wine. There's about an 8-page menu. So, I mean, you cannot leave there hungry. And Enzo and Angelo, who are the owners, are amazing guys. They've been there almost 50 years now, and there is not one day that one of those two guys is not at the restaurant as the host.
The wait staff has been there 51.
Yeah, 51, exactly.
Yeah, it's a great joint.
So it's classic, you know, piano bar on, you know, Friday and Saturday night. So highly recommend Sabatino's.
Samberg, did you tell me what yours was?
My favorite on Irving Park?
Your favorite road.
My favorite road? I did. Waukegan Road.
Waukegan,
It goes from Glenview to Northbrook. It's got a lot of good. That's where the Valley Lodge is.
You also can add to Irving Park Road. You can add Graceland Cemetery, which is right there. You can also add a really...
Cemetery?
Yeah. So you can die there?
No, that's a great cemetery. It's one of the best cemeteries in all of area. There's a ton of Chicagoans, famous Chicagoans are buried there. I believe the McCormicks are buried in Graceland. Anyway, you've got that. You've got the Burger King, which was right there at Irving and Clark, and my favorite Burger King because you used to be able to park behind there for Cubs games.
That's now, see, this is a different discussion. Do you go to Burger King still?
I have not been to a Burger King in a long, long time.
Yeah.
There was a good Burger King to park behind.
Yeah, I'm a McDonald's guy.
I wouldn't put Burger King on my favorite list there.
I'm just saying, I have Quanta. It is the good Burger King to park behind.
Okay.
There was a thing. And then the third is Lakeview High School, where my dad went to high school. It's right at Irving and I think Ashland.
So we're basically proving the theory that everything you need in life can be found on one street.
That's right.
Yeah.
Never have to leave that particular street.
There are some amazing parks, by the way, Chicago parks on Irving Park. I mean, you're talking about, you've got Paul Revere, Horner Park, Independence Park, and Portage Park. If you drive down, you head west on Irving, you're going to hit these really amazing parks. I mean, that's the green space that's really needed for such a busy area. But Portage Park, which you head west to Central and Irving, has an Olympic size outdoor pool. I mean, it's a pretty amazing amenity for Chicago.
Let me grab one here from Joanne. All right, Joanne, here's your opportunity. What's your street?
Northwest Highway in Chicago.
Northwest Highway in Chicago. Yeah, again, everything you need.
Yes, Edison Park area. We have Elliott's. We have Emerald Isle. We have a hot dog stand. We have two or three Irish bars. We have the Italian restaurants of Zia. The best area in Chicago.
There you go. Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate it.
And Joanne needs to call back and be in the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Oh, yeah,
do that next,
for sure.
We have a street off. How are things at First Tee?
Hey, things at First Tee are amazing. We're, you know, our programs are just growing like crazy. We're reaching about 50,000 kids, introducing them to the game of golf, and you know, having a lot of fun. We're working on some really cool facility projects to give kids even more access to the game, and so it's been fun. They're, you know, we're sending one of our participants to Pebble Beach in the highest honor for the First Tee this fall.
Nice.
So, yeah, some cool stuff, and you know, we're excited about it. We welcome people to support the First Tee of Greater Chicago and get involved, so that we can continue to really have that positive impact on, you know, so many kids and families through the game of golf.
Glad you're on. How you playing, by the way?
Hey, I'm playing great. I just had the privilege of playing some golf with Miss Sandberg there. Mm-hmm. Over at Point of Woods, Michigan. We parlayed that into the Dunes Club for a fundraiser of the First Tee, which was amazing golf. And then yesterday, not a bad round at Shore Acres with my board. So that's probably my three of my best days of golf. My game,
that's bucket list stuff.
Pretty good. Got better as the days went by. So
nice.
I was pleased.
Well, you deserve it. Thanks, Lisa. Hold on if you would, and check out the First Tee, you golf supporters in particular. But even if you're just thinking about exposing kids to golf, and kids that maybe necessarily couldn't afford it too, it's a great thing.
It is, and it's not just about learning to play golf. They have a whole thing about your core values. It's about learning about
life.
A good person and how to apply those in every aspect of your life.